Hey guys, welcome to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. I've got another special guest today. I fell in love with her the very first day that I met her. She's a phenomenal woman. She is creative as all hell, celebrity stylist, brand new mom, killing it in the mom game, killing it all the way around. Let me introduce my very good friend and brand new mom, Allie Levine.
Hi, love. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. That was quite the intro. I'm like, wow, okay. I'll just keep taking it, but keep giving me the compliments. Mama needs it this morning.
My intros are good.
Totally.
So happy to have you on. This has been a long time coming.
Yes, I'm so excited and honored to be here. I have been listening episode by episode, and you were just killing it. Talk about, you know, killing the game. I'm so proud of you, not only as a friend, but as a fellow podcaster. You, I know, were hesitant about doing this. You kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And I don't know what you were waiting for, because these episodes seriously are like, you might as well already have 100 of them because they're so good.
Oh my God, I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Tables have turned. You are now on my show. I met you through Jay, right? Through
Jay the podcast. Reached out for the podcast. And then, yeah, and then you came over. I was pregnant.
You were very pregnant.
I was very pregnant.
I came on to do your podcast. You were living
right.
in West Hills at
yes,
the time.
Yes, that's right. I was living in my old house, yes.
And you were extremely pregnant. I felt so bad. I could pick up all the vibes, all the energy from you.
I could barely move. I was waddling to say hello to you.
I was trying hard not to get too nauseous. You had very pregnant vibes. Met you and Amanda Lauren.
Yes,
who's also the co-host
yes.
of your podcast, which is
Things Were Too Easy to Blog About.
Fantastic podcast. Fell in love with both of you, established a really, really good connection with you right off the bat. And I'll go into that really quick here. Our placements when it comes to astrology are very similar. You are Sun in Cancer, Moon in Taurus, Capricorn rising.
Yeah, you taught me that.
And I am Sun in Taurus, Moon in Pisces, Capricorn rising. So we're very similar, very good vibes with one another. Again, like I said, I fell in love with you, read you on your podcast.
That's right.
And I've stuck around ever since.
Yeah, you have.
So I want to talk about what Allie's doing, what's up with you, what's up with the celebrity styling game, and most importantly, that beautiful bundle of joy, that amazing energy of yours, Amelia.
Yes.
I want to discuss her.
Definitely.
So tell me, what's going on? What's up with you?
Oh gosh, what's going on? Okay, well, there's never enough hours in the day anymore. Mm-hmm. I think about, it's so funny, like when I look in the mirror and I'm trying to get my makeup done in like 10 minutes, I think back to the days before I had Amelia, or even when I was pregnant, and I would take 2 hours to do my face, and I'm like, what the hell was I doing for 2 hours? Like, truly.
Your whole perception of things changes after you have kids.
Yes, it's yeah. crazy. Like, everyone tells you that, but when you actually go through it, and you actually like sit there and go, oh my God, like, it's been 10 minutes and I'm lucky I even got half my face done. And like, what was I doing for 2 hours? Just sitting there twiddling my thumbs? Like, I couldn't even tell you what I was doing.
Right.
So Amelia is definitely teaching me patience. Mm-hmm. Oscar, no, we don't want your sentiment. That would be my dog. He's my first baby.
Well, you know, animals feel the podcast. They feel the energy.
Yes, they do. And he especially feels the energy. Oscar, what's wrong? Where are you?
He's in the hallway kicking back.
Okay. Yeah, and they do. And I actually remember, now that you just said that, that just made me remember, when you came over for the first time, he went kind of bonkers. And he was like really loud and like high-pitched.
And in my lap the whole time.
Yes, that's right. Yes, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So he's like totally feeling the energy again.
I remember first meeting you, and I gave you a little bit of a reading right off the bat. Because you are Allie Levine, and you are in 20 places all at one God-given time, doing all those things in your mind as well, too. The one bit of advice that I had given you was slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody like you, that's difficult because you don't know how to slow down.
No. And when you said it to me when I was pregnant, I just remember thinking like, this guy doesn't know me at all. Like, this is very foreign. Like, slow down. What's that? You know,
yeah.
Like, take a pause. I don't know what the pause button is. And it's so funny because now that Amelia is 7 months, which is just crazy to me. I feel like I literally was just pregnant and just had her.
Right.
I literally feel like we were just sitting here when I was like, you know, waddling over and couldn't move. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how much she has taught me to be in the moment and to be so slow about everything. Like, some days I even look at the clock and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's only 2 o'clock. Like, the day would used to fly, but I wouldn't even know. And I almost wouldn't even pay attention to like half things that were going on. And now I'm so present to what is happening, and I have kind of taken some time back to myself. I still am styling, but not everybody in Hollywood like I was before. Mm-hmm. I'm choosing to say yes and no to different gigs, which is something I never did before. I would always just say yes because I'm a people pleaser, like to a fault, and I know that. I always want people to be happy. I want to make sure they're taken care of. And now it's like Amelia is my priority, and not to be rude, but like, sorry, that gown will have to wait. Things have shifted, like you were saying, and things have changed where my priorities and my energy and everything has just gone over to being a mom. It's almost like my career is transforming in a sense, in a weird way. Like, I never thought my social media would blow up from being a mom. Like, I always thought it would be from being on Bravo TV. It would be from doing the segments I do, from the podcast, like all these things in my head. I was like, I'm going to do this, and then this is going to blow. I'm going to do this, and this is going to blow. And I just remember thinking in my head, this is what's going to happen, and then that's going to happen. I'm trying to plan it in my head. Uh-huh. And things, you know, little things would happen, but it was never like, wow. And then when I got pregnant, and then after I actually had Amelia, I mean, my social media doubled. People were reaching out to me nonstop. Brands were reaching out. And I was like, what is going on? And it's just been this ongoing thing that's been happening from, you know, styling to wanting moms wanting me to style them and personal clients wanting me to work with them because I'm more relatable now, I guess, to actual celebrities who are going through pregnancy, who just had a baby, of like, how should I dress? And just this whole new world of something that I never even thought I would tap into. So it's very surreal.
Well, being a mother is the natural fit for you. So instead of taking care of the public and taking care of your clients and nurturing them, you have something that you naturally are going to nurture, which is your baby. Mm-hmm. So now that's your focus. And look how natural, like you just said, motherhood fits you. You have brands reaching out for you because you are a brand new mom. You're handling it well. You're showing off. You're relatable to a whole bunch of different people. You're coming at it from a whole different, you know, whole different field.
Right.
Celebrity stylist, influencer. Mm-hmm. I hate that word, but I mean, you are, though.
Totally.
And you're influencing the living shit out of mothers, brand new mothers. And now you know where this is going to go. Celebrity styling for mothers to children by just tapping into another ability that you have, which is a mother.
Yeah. And it's so interesting you say that because we went to Justin's friends and we're talking just of, you know, because they down the road want to have kids and this and that. And she said to me, how did you know you were ready? And I was like, to be honest, I did not at all. And I really didn't plan it. It kind of just happened. And in my mind, I thought, oh God, what kind of mom am I going to be? Because I am so career focused. And of course, I know I'll love my baby, but I love my career. And my baby is my career and everything I've been doing for it for the last 8+ years. And my clients, like you said, are nurturing them and watching their careers grow and helping them take off and help their brands explode and all these things. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm thinking to myself, wow, I mean, I know I'll be a good mom, but like, I don't know if I'm going to get to be like, you know, that good of a mom. And it was so funny because she said to me, Let me just stop you real fast.
Let me jump in here. I'm not going to lie. I didn't think that you were going to be a bad mom when I first met you. I just was wondering, again, how is slowing down and taking time to be a mother to a baby going to affect her career? I was just a little bit worried. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, and you're not the only one. I mean, my mom, my mother-in-law, I mean, many, many, many people have said that to me.
And now we're all eating shit because look at the amazing mother that you are.
Thank you.
And this baby, this beautiful bundle of joy, Amelia, is thriving. She's so beautiful. She's so smart.
She's amazing.
And just so, she is different. Her energy is completely different. She's so alert and so advanced. I mean,
everyone tells me this and I, you know, and my husband even says to me, and I think it's like the most complimentary coming from my husband because obviously he's my partner and, you know, love my life. And Justin has said to me, you know, I knew, of course, that you would be a good mom because you're a good woman and you're nurturing and you're caring and you're emotional, all these things. He goes, but you are an amazing mother to her and she is a product of you. And for him to say that to me, I remember I was like bawling and he's like, no, but I'm saying it because I mean it. And my husband, anyone who knows and watched him on, you know, Bravo TV and has met him and experienced him, he's a man of few words. He is Mr. Emotional at all. I mean, I love him, but he's not. And so when he said that to me and he was so honest and so emotional and vulnerable about it, I knew he was really saying it to me like, I'm proud of you. Like, you went above and beyond what I thought you would. And to be quite honest, what everybody else was saying, same. I mean, I had the same fears of like, I knew I loved her. I knew we were connected heavily when I was pregnant, but I did not know how I was going to be when she was here. And I think even my own mom had that fear, because when she was born and my mom was out here, my mom kind of went into like her own shock. And without going heavily into it, my mom was kind of didn't really act like my mom. She was very overly protective and very, you know, didn't know almost what to do to help me, and just wanted to focus on, you know, the baby, but didn't know how to help me, even though I was going through a hard, you know, recovery of a C-section. And I know she wanted to be there for me, but it was almost like she didn't know how to be.
Right.
And I felt like she almost went through her own kind of shock. And then when she started seeing how I was with her, all of a sudden things started to kind of calm down. But I do believe in the beginning, it was like this worry of like, oh my gosh, my baby now has to be a mom to her baby. And like, can she be? Because my mom was a stay-at-home mom. My mom's job was my brothers and I. She chose to not work, you know, not have a career outside of us. And I remember when I was a kid thinking in my head, what are you, crazy? You only, like, you know, I really did. I was like, you know, I'm like, sorry, mom. But, you know, I'm like, what are you, nuts? You only, like, your only job is us? Like, what kind of job is that? And now, if we talk about eat your words, I'm like, holy shit. Like, this is a job. Like, this may not be a hashtag Vogue job, but this is a job. You
right.
know? Like,
Make no mistake. Yeah.
This is you are transforming their life. Like, you are molding them and creating them. And it is so hard, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, you're a mom full-time at a job, and being a mom, no matter any kind of mom, I mean, kudos to all moms out there, because being a mom is so flipping hard, and it's so emotional, it's nonstop, it doesn't turn off, you can't, you know, oh, let me just turn that off and go back to it tomorrow. Oh, no, you're always in it.
It is a full-time job that requires your attention 24/7.
Yeah, it literally is. It's just so crazy to me, because I just remember back when I was pregnant, even saying to my friends, I don't know how I'm going to balance this. Like, I'll figure it out like everybody else does, but I don't know how I will. And people ask me now, well, how do you do it? And I'm like, well, I don't have a choice. That's the difference now. It's like, you just figure it out.
I don't know if it's so much that you don't have a choice, but I don't know if you heard yourself talking right now in listening to what you're telling me and telling the audience here, but you're in tune to your daughter. You're taking her cues. You are at least thinking about or taking into consideration what she's thinking in stopping and getting involved there. So I don't know if you realize that though, but to be a mom, it's a mixture of being, you know, responsible, but also hardcore intuition. I believe that. I raised both my kids. I was very hands-on with them, especially when it came to my daughter. She was my firstborn. Mm-hmm. Not that I love my son any less, but the
firstborn.
First one,
yeah, of course.
Always the hardest. Yeah. Always the one where you're
you're first.
you're literally chasing them around with like bumper guards, you know, so they don't bump into shit, that you don't hurt them.
Oh, yeah.
But she taught me a lot, and I did what you did. I followed her lead and just watched what she was doing. I used to tell her mother all the time, because my daughter would get fussy towards the end of the night, and she's like, I don't know what's wrong with her. I fed her. I changed her diaper. I don't know what's wrong with her. And I was like, you know, she is an infant, and she can't tell you that her body itches or there's something wrong with her. So when all else failed and there was nothing else we can do, I tapped in and I was like, let me see what's wrong. And I would massage her. Mm-hmm. I would give her little scratches, whatever, soothed her, put her right to sleep.
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing when it comes to your attention. You are coming into, you didn't have all the help and all the background that I had when it came to it.
Sure.
You're a brand new mom.
Yeah.
And you're doing a phenomenal fucking
thank
job.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's just wild to me when I think back to who I was before her and who I am now. I feel like she was my missing piece. Like, I can't imagine life without her now. And I feel like I'm actually a better person for her now. Like, not just for her, but just for myself in general. I feel like it's just been this whole crazy transformation that I never expected to go through. To be honest, in my mind, when I first pictured it when I was pregnant, it was like, okay, I'll just take the baby, you know, to all the clients with me. I'll just do this. And not to say she doesn't go, because you've seen her at plenty of events and things that I do, but I'm just not doing as much because I know it's too much for her. It's like, again, I'm coming second. I'm not focusing on, I need to take care of this client. I need to nurture, like you said, this client. It's like, no, I need to nurture my child, and she needs me today, so that's where I am. And then when I know she's in a good space, I'll take her with me to certain clients, but I also know certain energies and things that she should be around and she shouldn't be, and I become very attuned to that. And I feel like I started realizing that even when I was pregnant and being around certain people.
When I first met you, just going back a second, I was attracted to you, not in a sexual sort of way, but just attracted to your energy. Mm-hmm. I just felt you, and your energy is different. And I always thought to myself too, after she has this baby, it's going to really activate her intuition, and it's going to activate her higher mind. anybody could dispute that and say, well, that happens to a mother, that's what they go through here. But you specifically, I was like, I can't wait to see what she's like as a mother and see how she comes into her own. And I've experienced this. I've been here with you for the most part. We live right down the street from each other. I'm watching you go through this, and you are more in tuned than ever.
Oh, thank you.
Even when it comes to you personally. But let's give you the props and the recognition that you deserve. You're having a career and having a baby, balancing it out, bringing her to the set every now and then bringing your work home for you. You found a true balance between both.
I do. I find my balance. And some days I don't get anything done. Like, there's days where I just look around, the house is a disaster, and like, you know, but she's having a great time. And I'm like, okay, well, she's good, so everything else will wait. And then there's other days where she's on schedule and she's sleeping normal hours and I can get things done and I feel like, yes, I'm a, you know, mom boss babe and I got this done today and I got that done today. But that's not every day. You know what I mean?
But again, you are killing it. You're kicking ass. You're doing what you love and realizing it. And that's the most important part here. And again, not everyone can do it. It's either they pay more attention to one thing. You're finding that balance here. And again, amazing job.
Thank you.
What
I
is
really
next
it.
For you, my love? Because here, just to throw in a little bit of a psychic reading here, you know you're going to have two careers to manage. Because this little one... guys, go look at Ali Levine's social media and look at, and even Amelia has her own page on Instagram here. Look it up. We'll give all the plugs at the end of the show, but she is a natural when it comes to the camera.
Oh, she looks, when you selfie, she looks right at the camera.
I mentioned her on my last episode of Dreams Babies, and we haven't aired that yet, but it's coming out. I mentioned Amelia and her little gift and what she means to me. Looking at her, she's going to be a natural, so don't be surprised if you're managing your career and her career as well.
Wow.
In brands, I mean, they just love her. You see them, how they're interacting with her online there.
Yes,
so
they do.
It's coming.
Wow, it's so crazy. Coming. I know, it's so funny you say that, because the other day someone told me, they were like, you should get a baby agent for her. And I'm like, what? I'm like, she's 7 months old. And they're like, no, but I'm serious, you should.
Yeah, she's a natural just like her mommy.
Wow.
Moving along here, going into more of your career, are you... is focused on styling now, or is your career shifted from styling to something new now that you're a mother?
So it's interesting. Styling will always be, you know, something I have in my heart and something I'm passionate about, because it's where I started and it's where I've thrived for so long. And of course, in a sense, it's also comfortable. Mm-hmm. But it's funny how I really do believe, and I've talked to you about this a lot off, you know, podcasts, is the energy you talk about in the universe and trusting in things and things the way they happen. And every time I feel like I'm going to have another like styling gig, something happens where it doesn't always pan out. Like, whereas before, no matter what, it was just lining up. And so I feel like at first I was fighting it, and I was like, why am I not working with that client, or why am I not booking this, or why? And I kept forcing it and I kept trying harder, and then it would almost hit back at me. So now I've kind of just let go of it, and I'm still styling, but it's been more for like commercials and campaigns for different clothing companies. Some have been for like some pregnant moms. Others have been for remote styling. I've even had some brides reach out to me for some remote bridal styling, which has been really fun. But a lot of stuff has been remote or not as heavy intense as like my normal styling, where I would be in with them for, you know, 15 to 18 hours a day and just in it, like you were saying, and not leaving them and heavily consuming them and all that, and kind of taking it home. It's been more laxed in the sense of it's remote, it's FaceTime, it's Skype, or it's in person, but it's only for a few hours and they just need me to look at their closet and go over things with them, or give me a couple advice on consultations, what to wear, and then go. And I don't want to say this because it's like, you don't want to jinx yourself, but it's almost been easier than it was for all these years. Mm-hmm. And I keep asking myself, like, why is that? Like, are you doing something different with styling? But I keep coming back to the same answer. No, I'm not doing something different. I'm working with different people now. And I'm working with different energies. And I love the people I used to work with. Don't get me wrong. They got me to where I am in my career. I am so grateful and so thankful. Mm-hmm. But I have realized that, as always in any life, things come to an end and chapters change. And I think that also a lot of my clients are in different places themselves with their own relationships, their own needs. They do need more from me that I can't give. And instead of trying to hold on to them so tightly, which I was doing in the beginning, I've just organically been slowly releasing and being like, it's okay that I can't do what they need, because I have my daughter and I'm a mom and I can't be there, you know, 15 hours a day with them anymore, because it just doesn't make sense. And I can't be, and I'm also nursing, and that's my own choice, but I'm, you know, I can only pump so much. I need to be around for nursing. These things that I'm choosing to do that are, you know, my own choice for my baby, but they do affect some of the things that I choose to do and be involved with. So mm-hmm. I've just seen for myself with styling, it's not that it's ending. It's almost like you had given me this advice a few months ago when you were over and I was venting to you and I was kind of going through postpartum depression up and down. Mm-hmm. And you said, you were like, you have to start tweaking things and you have to start not looking at it like it's going to just go away, but like, how do you tweak it? How do you make it better? How do you make it make more sense for your picture now? And so I've been really heavily trying to focus on that. It's like, okay, I will style, but I'm only going to style things that make sense. I'm still styling some celebrities. Like, I still style Gretchen Rossi from Housewives because she's been amazing about, you mm-hmm. know, me with my pregnancy and having a baby. And she just gets it. We have a different vibe. And she just knows that when she needs me, I can be there. But it's not an everyday. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with my celebrities that need me every day. But that was our relationship then. They needed me every day, and I responded to it. Now they know that's not the case. I'll still be there for them for some big events, but I can't do the every day. So go ahead and hire someone else for the every day because that's not where I am anymore, and I'm okay with that. And I had to get to that place because that wasn't easy for me.
Absolutely. But listen to what you're saying, though. A lot of people will not sacrifice their career even for family, especially in the industry that you're in,
sure.
where it's so cutthroat. Everyone's trying to get in there.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's assistants, you know, trying to fuck their boss over to get ahead, to get a leg in there.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, you know, I'm going to reference my abilities here really fast. When my guides came and told me that it was time to start moving my ass and getting on my own path and doing what I came here to do, I was very resistant to it. But they told me, look, we're gonna take everything away from you. You and I have had, you know, girls nights where we're sitting here practically crying and I'm venting
with our
to
wine.
You. Exactly. And I'm telling you that it's raw. It's still exposed. The last 2 months for both of us have been very shitty.
Doozy.
But let's take a real good look at this here. My guides, they're coming and talking to you or coming and talking to me. I'm coming and talking to you, not so much as a guide, but as a friend and as a psychic here.
Sure.
And I'm giving you the same advice that my guides are giving me. They're going to take all this away, but they're going to replace it. And look it, you and I have not had to want. Yes, we can definitely make more money.
Sure.
But we're not suffering here.
Right.
And you're still getting, you know, your path may have changed, but you're still getting all the blessings that you deserve and all that you need to kind of keep you afloat and even bigger and better opportunities coming into play. And you're not resisting it. So many people go down this path, kicking and screaming, bitching and complaining, dragging their nails across the
sure.
floor, not wanting to go. And you, it may have been a little bit difficult at the beginning, but you're realizing, you know what? I'm not going to fight anymore.
No, I'm not. And it's so funny you say that because I was a little bit in the beginning kicking and screaming in my own way where I was following up like crazy with emails or I was, you know, texting like incessantly with certain things. And I started picking up on that myself and I'm like, okay, I'm not getting like anywhere with this. What am I doing? And then it was interesting because when I started kind of letting go, then I started seeing more stuff come in for my blog. More stuff started coming in for my social media, like you were saying with brands. More things are coming for the podcast. Like all these things just started coming in, like you said, almost like replacing the fact that I wasn't making the money I was making from styling. Mm-hmm. And that had never happened to me before. It was always just a styling gig would come. Every time I would get nervous because it's freelance world, we all know for a lot of us, and that's mm-hmm. a very vulnerable place to be.
Exactly.
And, you know, and you wonder when's it coming. And for me with styling, it was like, I would end a job and I'd be like, okay, here we go. I need another job. And then it would come. And these last 7 months, it has not been that way. But in place of it, it's been other things. So it's been very interesting in that respect.
Well, here's the thing, because again, we are very similar. What do we worship the most, or what do we hold on to in our own personal lives? Our security, money, and comfort. Moon and Taurus. I've got to be, in order for me to be emotionally okay, I need to be physically stable. I have to have my security. I have to know where my next meal is coming from. There has to be a certain amount of money in my bank account here.
Yes.
You and I like to splurge a little bit, and sometimes we overdo it. So what they did is they took away all the material shit from me and told me, we're going to replace it with bigger and better, but you have to know what this is like. So when you get it back, you will not take advantage of it.
Sure.
So that's where your luck is going to come in, and things are going to start to change for you. Make no mistake. A lot of times people, what they want to do, it's because they don't want to let go. They don't want to let go of the control that they had, you know, with styling. You were like, oh my God, I need to do this, whatever.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? You know, this is my bread and butter. You were, again, it sounds like I'm fluffing it up and I'm kissing your butt, but I'm not. But you are Ali Levine. Your spot has already been solidified. Ali Levine's name is cemented in this industry. Make no mistake. Now it's time for Allie to grow and evolve. And that's exactly what you're doing. In love, yes, it's painful. I'm watching you. Yeah. And I come here to your house and we hang out or whatever. I know what you're going through and it's painful to watch you. Someone so beautiful, someone so talented. I feel your emotions here. It's almost over.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. I like took a sigh of relief because, yeah, it's been very trying, especially the last few months. I mean, I know it is, like we talked about Scorpio and it's a very hard season. But yeah, these last few months have been very trying and very hard emotionally. And I honestly have had to just kind of walk away and just say, oh, well, it is what it is.
That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah. Right? And that's not who I am. But I'm forcing myself to be that way.
If you, again, it's hard from the inside looking at everything. So you have to take yourself from the outside and look at it, look from the outside in. You are not the same person that I met a year ago.
I hear this from a lot of people. It's very interesting because I'm like, I feel like I am, but I guess I'm not.
No, you've got more of a, I mean, as carefree as you could possibly get right now with all the responsibilities and all the hats that you wear.
Yeah.
But your energy has changed. It's a little bit more relaxed. It's a little bit more, you may not feel it, but it's a little bit more in control. Make no mistake. At least that's what it looks like to the general public. That's what it looks like to me until I tap in psychically and I see where your worries are at. But that's in your head though.
Right, sure.
On the outside, you're fucking killing it and you're looking amazing while you're doing it.
Thank you.
So it's almost over.
Okay.
I have told you from the very beginning that I have a good feeling about you.
Yes,
I feel like
you have. And I hold on to that very strongly.
You are going to leave your legacy behind. It's only going to get bigger and better for you. That baby of yours, karmically yours. I mean, everybody can say mom, baby, you know, there's always a karmic connection, but the two of you guys together in this lifetime, I can't wait to see it. And I'm already in the picture here. So yeah, big, big hugs and big kisses to you. I love what you're doing here. What is next for you? I know there's all those different brands reaching out to you.
Yes.
What's next? Because I know mommyhood is only going to get bigger and better for you.
For
and
sure.
It's only going to shine in your career even more. So what's next?
So what's next? So, well, our podcast has been doing really well and thriving. We recently signed with a branding agency, which is very exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So you'll be hearing some good ads, but don't worry, we've been trying the products. We make sure we like them beforehand. But because you know me, I'm all about authenticity and organic. And I think with what you're saying with the mommyhood, with the brands coming to me, I've been very real with my brands. And I tell them, you know, I'm willing to work with you and thank you so much for wanting to sponsor me. But I need to try the product, make sure it's tried and true. I like it, or I use it for Amelia, I use it for myself, so that I know when I'm telling my followers, my fans, you know, my people that follow me, that they know authentically this is me and I've tried it and I like it, or this is why I like it, this is what I had an issue with, whatever it is, so that they're not just, you know, not to be rude, but I'm going to shade a little bit, but like half the housewives like, try the 310 shake, it's great. No, it's not. So yeah. I mean, like, I've tried it, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, I want to make sure that anything that I have my hands on, that people know, okay, she has tried it. And I've even said to some brands, like one company I worked with was incredible, was called Nested Bean. They were a sleep company and they have sleep sacks. Amelia still sleeps in them to this day, every day for her routine. And I've even said to them, you know, this happened and I felt like, you know, she woke up one night because maybe she was uncomfortable from this. And they will reach back out to me and say, that's fine. You can be real on our social media and give feedback. You know, all we ask is that, of course, if you really do love the product, you keep it positive overall, but feel free to be authentic. Those are the brands I want to work with. Those are the people that I want to help shine and them help me shine, is because I really truly vibe with them and I believe in their products. So I've been really focusing on more of what brands align with me, what bigger projects can I do with them that, you know, would help me be in a better spot and help them be in a better spot. I've been doing more, as you've seen, unboxing videos. I'm potentially going to maybe tap into the YouTube world. That's something everybody keeps asking me to do.
I would love that.
Really? I keep hearing this and I'm like, again, with you were saying with the hesitance, I have been like literally like nails, like holding down, like, nope, I'm not ready. And you know, and Justin's like, Allie, you have a little office we put together for you. I got you a little white screen. So you have, you know, a plain background, you have your iPhone, you have a stand, like, what's the problem? I'm like, yeah, but I don't know how to edit. I don't do this. And he's like, we'll figure it out. Like, just do some stuff. He's much more like, just do it and then we'll deal with it. Baby, I'm much more like, you know, let's plan this and let's plan that. And, you know,
let me give you a bit of advice when it comes to that, because we both have, well, I don't have a man in my life just yet, but I have for right now, it's Jay as my business manager. And if it's one thing that I've learned to do, it's let go when it comes to fear and hesitation of putting myself out there. Because at the end of the day, I'm not I'm not Allie.
Yeah.
I'm not used to being in the camera.
Sure.
But I've,
that's something I had to learn too, though.
But the podcast, this podcast here has really opened doors for me and has got me more
comfortable. Well, because you're amazing on it.
Thank you. I cannot wait to see you doing your thing because this woman's voice is powerful and it's amazing. But to see her, to see Allie interact in person and to see how she comes across, your energy, there's just something shiny about you.
Oh, thank
people
you.
Need to see it. You are so relatable to so many different women because one, a lot of women want to be in your position. You're a brand new mom. You're a powerhouse of your own. You've got all these, you know, your brands, everything that you're doing here, you are killing it and still making time to be a mother, to be a wife, still making time to look beautiful. How are you doing it? What is your secret? I want to know. So I can't wait till you get your own show where you're telling people what's going on and you're introducing that little bundle of joy here and just telling everybody how you can balance everything out without, I mean, behind the scenes, it may be a little chaotic, but
yeah,
for the
for
most
sure
part,
behind the scenes, it's chaotic.
Yeah, but how you can balance it all and
right.
do it all.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's true. And thank you for that. And I would say I am trying to allow myself to be more in, like you said, that solo role. And I have had some conversations with like one brand collaboration I'm working on again with my girlfriend, Heather Mariana of Beauty Kitchen, who does all those amazing beauty products. She wants me to do a new launch for the spring and come up with some great products. So we're still testing what that's going to be, but do something together that'll have like my name on it. That'll be my seal of approval. So we're still figuring that out. My jewelry line is still on Nordstrom.com, which is very exciting. The Hearts on Fire that I designed for Amelia. We're potentially talking about maybe in the near future doing a new collection, which would be very exciting.
Oh my God.
So there's a lot of projects in the works. I'm also working on some other projects with some other people who have some, you know, charity backgrounds. I really have always wanted to give back and just haven't been in a place to do that. And so I've been talking with some people about doing things like that. So there's a lot of stuff. There's potential radio stuff. There's a lot of stuff that's in the works. And, you know, especially in our entertainment industry, there's always things kind of cooking and brewing, but haven't happened yet. So I'm very excited for 2019 because I feel like for myself, it really is going to be my year. And it's funny because when I think back to a few years ago, I thought to myself, oh, this is going to be it. And this is going to be it. This is gonna be it. But this year, I really do feel like how you were saying 2018 is like starting to, and the stuff I've been going through the last few months is starting to come to, you know, a final, and I'm transforming for a reason. And I feel like that bigger sense of self and where I am and what you're saying about my energy is going to take me to bigger heights and higher heights.
Keep doing you, though. Keep with that same mentality. Keep with that same thought process. Keep feeling the energy. Keep going within and figuring out what works for you. Checking in with yourself like you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like motherhood is the perfect color for you.
Thank you.
It has opened and has, again, activated that higher mind of yours. You are operating from a different alley. I mean, again, I met you briefly while you were pregnant. I mean,
I was very stressed pregnant, though, because the first thing you said to me was, you need to relax and you need to rest. And then the second time we did a reading when you came over when I had moved to see me, because then I found out you were my neighbor and you came over to check on me.
Uh-huh.
And when I was sitting with you and I was telling you, like, about my birth plan, it's not what I wanted, which is not going to plan. And you were like, okay, whatever you do, do whatever you want, plan whatever you want. But as far as you're concerned, like, just rest. I remember you just kept saying, just rest, just chill out. Rest. And I was like, okay. And I remember just sitting there on my phone, like doing emails, and Justin even said to me, he's like, didn't Chris tell you to rest? And I was like, I am resting. I'm laying in bed. And he's like, you're on your phone doing emails.
But look what the rest set you up for. By resting and taking time to go within and relax and cool your mind there, you've gotten used to it and accustomed to that way of thinking. Look what you're doing now. It plays into your everyday life now, where now you're able to pull yourself back and realize what's going on and not be so attached to it to the point where you're feeling anxious or you're feeling you need to have a resolution or action right then and there.
No, it's true. And I mean, honestly, kudos to you because you've taught me so much of that, because I am someone who does get, you know, anxious up and down. And I was very honest with you and my, you know, viewers on my social media and on podcasts that I've been going through waves of postpartum depression. I have seen a counselor a few times and they even said to me, to you, because you are in this new world of mommyhood, you feel like you have to have a resolution today of what is it you're going to be doing. If you're not going to be styling all the time, what is the next thing? Where are you going? And she was like, you need to just let it be and know that you right now are in the moment of being a new mom and things are happening and you don't have to rebuild yourself. And to be quite honest, to be like super real with your audience, like, and I think I told you this, when I had a really heavy, depressed day, mm-hmm. I went and sat with my lactation team, who have become very good friends to me, Goldilocks, and they helped me with nursing with Amelia when I was really struggling. And I went to them and I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to tap out of like entertainment for a while, and I'm going to just stop doing what I'm doing, and I want to look into doing lactation and becoming a lactation nurse and this and that. And I remember them just looking at me and smiling. And I said, what? And they said, listen, if you tomorrow go to sleep, you know, wake up and say, no, I changed, you know, my mind. I want to be doing lactation. This is my new passion. I really love it. They're like, we get it. You went through a lot with Amelia. You struggled with, you know, everything with nursing. And now you see how successful you've been, and you're helping so many other moms. And that's wonderful. But that is not your calling. And, you know, if you feel like it is right now, it's because you are looking for almost a new you, and you don't need to look for a new you. It's just essentially letting things play out and getting to where they need to be. You may not be this old person, but you don't need to be a new you. It's just, again, transforming. And I really appreciate them as friends, because they easily could have said, well, yeah, we'll, you know, do this with you and get paid and whatever. Yeah, and whatever. And they were just so real with me and so honest, and they were like, honestly, Ollie, like, we would love in the near future for you to be like a brand and spokesperson for us and help us when we do an event and be part of, you know, that whole world. And that's where you would shine in what you're already doing, but helping moms in a different light. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I could see that. And now it's funny, like, we're doing meetings about this now and talking about me potentially actually doing that with them. And now I'm like, okay, yeah, I totally would love to do that, and that is more of my vibe. But it's very interesting how you were just saying with the whole going back to finding a resolution right then, to me, that was my new resolution. Okay, things are just kind of on hold right now. It's on pause. I'm not used to being paused. Everything's always happening with me. Bing, bang, boom. I'm at an event. I'm doing a camera thing. I'm here. I'm there. I'm styling. It never ends. So for me, when it all slowed down, it was like, whoa, okay, no. So I just have to find something new now. What do I do? And that's where my brain went, because I think it was like a new thing for me. It was something I gelled with. I was helping a lot of my friends with it, and I felt passionate about it. Mm-hmm. And so going back to what you were saying, I feel like you just have to sometimes let go and just say to yourself, okay, I'm going to come outside of myself and look at what's happening and say to myself, I'm being crazy right now, mm-hmm. and it's okay, and just let go. And I've had no choice but to do that. Like today, I went on my phone thinking I was going to have all these new emails of all these brands that are like we're talking to for the next month. And I thought I was going to have at least one email about like good news, and I had nothing. And I almost had like a full-blown anxiety attack this morning. And I was like, oh my God, why is nobody right back? Like, we were just in talks with them. What's going on? And I had to walk away and put my phone down and just like go play with Amelia and just be like, it's fine. Let it play out. Stop following up. Stop, you know, and I have to stop myself sometimes and stop telling myself to follow up or reaching out to my team and say, we haven't heard from them. Can you please follow up? And they'll even say to me, because they know how I've been, and they'll be like, chill. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We'll circle back in a few days. But like right now, let's just let it play out. And I don't think that just goes for a new mom. I think it goes for all of us who have those anxieties and those fears and things that come into play where you just feel like, why is it not happening? Why is it not immediate?
Love, again, give yourself some credit here, because you were doing this without the assistance of weed, without the assistance of popping pills left and right here, because you're still breastfeeding.
Yes.
So you're going through this organically. You're feeling all these things.
I'm feeling all the feels.
Yes, you are having the responsibility of calming yourself down.
For sure.
And you're doing it. So the biggest lesson here, listeners, if you're listening to this and you're following along here, the biggest lesson and the takeaway for Allie here is patience. I know it sounds so little, but it's true.
Yeah.
Take a step back. Remember, you're Ollie Levine. Your name is already cemented there. You are not going anywhere. Trust in that and know who you are and know where you're at. And there's no more fighting. There's no more having to go look for it. Things are going to start coming to you. Pay attention to that. And they have been coming to you.
Right.
I would tell you straight up here, I am not a liar. I'm not
a bullshitter.
No, you're
not. You're no bullshit.
If I felt like you were going to have a hard life or a difficult path here, or maybe the entertainment industry and being in the public eye wasn't for you, I would have told you, you know what, maybe a lactation or becoming a teacher is more your... Honey, I am telling you, I see bigger and better here. I always tell my guests that. I only fuck with the real people. Sorry. Mom-in-law is here listening to this. I told her I was going to be PC. Sorry about that. But
you've been pretty good.
I'm trying. But looking at what you're doing here and all this stuff, keep with it here. I know you're afraid of it. And I know that it's a little overwhelming here. We'll do it day by day and step by step here. But make no mistake, you are going to be a powerhouse all on your own.
Thank you.
I kid with you, Jay kids with you, he kidded with you a second ago. The minute that you decide you're going to open your own agency,
I know you guys.
I want to be the first lady of that agency because I think that you would be amazing. You have all the knowledge, experience. You are not afraid to do you. You are just, you are one of the realest people I know. I vibed with you. I feel like you're a sister.
I know. I feel like you're family to me too. And I very much appreciate it. And you guys are so funny because you keep saying that about an agency and you're like the third person. I was like, why don't you have an agency? And I'm like, I don't even know where I would begin with an agency, but hey.
Honey, your luck would be if you just to start it and watch everything fall into place here. Again, you are on a different level. You are not Allie Levine before Amelia anymore. That woman's gone. You are somebody brand new now. And again, I honestly, not telling you what you want to hear, I see bigger and better here. Yes, your husband's going to play an important role in your life because he's married to you, but Allie is going to be the one that comes with the concept. Allie is going to be the one that's going to make this come into play and bring it to life here. You may not feel it yet one day at a time. The minute you decide you're going to do that, let me know.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my love. Let's talk about your spirituality.
Okay.
I know that I read you while you were pregnant with Amelia. I felt Amelia's energy when you were pregnant with her.
Yeah, well, you said girl before you knew it was a girl.
And she would light up when I'd come over. How do you feel your intuition has heightened since giving birth? Or do you feel any different?
Yeah, for sure. My intuition, I feel like when I was pregnant, I thought I said to you I would hesitate with a lot of decisions I had to make for her. And now it's like I immediately know the answer before I even have the question, if that makes sense. Uh-huh. I just know that's the right thing or that's not the right thing. And again, I think it's playing off of her cues and seeing how she reacts and how she handles things. I just know that that this is working or that isn't working. And like things like, it sounds so stupid, but things like sleep training. So many people are like, you're out of your mind, try to sleep train, like just let them do their thing. They'll eventually sleep. And I'm like, no. I know my husband and I, we both need our sleep. I know what kind of people we are when we don't sleep.
Right.
We're not good people. Uh-huh. We got to figure this out. And we need to also be able to get back to our marriage and our life. And so, you know, we're going to try to sleep train. And I have a book called The Baby Whisperer that Justin's cousin gave me because she swore by it. And we struggled in the beginning, but we were on the same page and, you know, very much a team. And I said to him, I'm like, this is what we're going to do. You know, this is the time she goes down. We're going to let her cry out for this many minutes. And don't get me wrong, it was a true commitment, but it's paid off. And it just seems that keeps happening even with myself, with her, with anything that I do, anything I try, anything that I feel like this is what's right to do for her or to try for her or not do for her, that it shows me I made the right decision. And without getting too heavily into it, because I don't want to cause backlash on your own podcast because I had it on mine. I have chosen to delay Amelia's vaccine schedule. And a lot of people have a major problem with that. Mm-hmm. And all I have to say to that is...
Well, that's just what it is. It's their problem.
Correct. Uh-huh. And all I have to say to that is do your research. You are your own parent. You are your own mom. You are your own advocate for your child. That's your child. This is my child. And I have done my research and I have had so many confirmations in front of me of things that have happened from other children that have sadly gone through things that shouldn't have happened, that it has just, for me, continuously said, your intuition was right, your intuition was right, your intuition was right. So I have had to really tell myself and trust myself that I am doing the right things for her and I am doing right by her. And to that note, I'm not going to not vaccinate her. I'm delaying her vaccinations until a year because that's when they really, her bodies have grown more, they can handle more, they're not as fragile as they were before, and their bodies can take things better that are in our vaccines that really shouldn't be in our vaccines.
Good yet. For you.
So,
good,
you know, that's you. Like a really good example of my own intuition. And yeah, I would just say in general, I feel like just things I feel like even with old clients or projects that come up, some things immediately resonate with me and I'm like, yes, I want to work on that. Yes, I'm excited about that. I want to do it. And there's other things that come through that I'm like, oh, I don't know. It doesn't really feel right. And I feel like the old me would have been like, oh, I'll take it for a test drive. Why not? Mm-hmm. But now I'm very, in that sense, black or white. It's like yes or no. There's no wishy-washy middle because I feel like I've made too many of those mistakes, if you will, where I have gotten screwed over or money's been taken from me or different things have happened. And now I'm no longer allowing that space to be there and being vulnerable in that sense. And I am trusting my intuition and my gut of what is telling me. And most of the time I've been pretty right. And people have even said to me, like, you know, you really are spot on with like what you think and what you feel, even if you don't realize you are. So I'm learning to trust myself more and trust what I do feel and what I do think is right.
When you get this feeling, though, are you teeter-tottering back in your head and trying to figure out, okay, are you asking for additional signs, or you're playing out the scenario? How does your intuition work with you? That's what I want to tap in here, because you are, again, I don't care what anybody else says. I know I've met you while you were pregnant, sure, and you're still running around crazy. Yeah. And I know you now post-baby. And you're a lot more freer and a lot more flowier and a lot more willing to take a step back and go within.
Sounds very boho chic.
It does. But if you look at the text messages between each other, mm-hmm, you'll tell me, I was doing this and that. I'll tell you, keep doing X, Y, and Z. But you're very proactive. So when you're getting your hits and, mm-hmm, you're saying, this doesn't feel right, how does it play out? Are you looking further into it, or your guides? I know it's weird to say guides. Your guides mm-hmm, tapping in and telling you stuff?
Yeah, so I don't know if it's guy. It's funny you say that, because I feel like, sorry, my dog just wants to have something to say every 2 seconds. I don't know if it's always guides. Sometimes I think it is guides, and I think, okay, that they are telling me something. Other times I feel like maybe it's just me paying more attention and trusting more of what I'm...
Isn't it weird?
It's so weird.
Isn't it weird?
Because I've never experienced that before.
That's a question I get asked all the time. Is it your guides? Sometimes you can hear it loud as
yeah,
the other
sometimes,
times.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like it's very true, and it could be my grandmother, you know, who Amelia namesake after. Uh-huh. And I feel like it could be her and her telling me, like, that's great, and continue doing what you're doing, and I've got you, and I'm here for you, and it's okay. And other times, I feel like it's just me.
You know how many people disregard that feeling?
I'm now trying to be more aware. I think I did disregard it all the time when I was younger. I think I did.
But my guides never align me with people that, with all due respect, are a waste of time or don't have it. So think
about
it.
They don't serve us.
Yeah, they look at my circle here.
Sure.
You're part of that circle. We have gotten really, really close. I've activated something inside of you. You've activated something inside of me.
Yeah.
It's a good exchange of energy here. We, again... You're from the East Coast. I feel like I'm from the East Coast.
Yeah, you act like you're from the East Coast.
your accent and the way that you come across, I love everything about you. So I surround myself with people that are on the same level here. You're starting to come into your own. Again, being a mom, being an entrepreneur, being a stylist, being a celebrity, if you will. And now working with your intuition, working with the spiritual side of you.
Right.
Jeez, Al. I mean, come on.
Thanks. Well, I feel like the spiritual side, since my grandmother passed away 6 years ago, I feel like I've always had that in me, but maybe didn't know it when I was younger. Also wasn't being open to it. My mother-in-law, who's visiting me, Justin's mom, Mary Jane, she actually really kind of got me to tap into it and helped me when my grandma passed, because I was so dark and went to such a bad place just in my own personal life. And she brought me to my first medium, and he kind of opened something up inside of me that I didn't even know that I had or could resonate with. And at first in my head, I was like, what? No, I had heard about it, but I didn't really believe it. Mm. But then after meeting him and having such a powerful reading and my grandmother truly coming through, who I call Dodo, and her talking to me and saying things and things that she was putting in front of me, since then, from just meeting people like you and other incredibly talented psychics and mediums that just keep kind of coming into my life without me even looking for them, I know that I am spiritually inclined in some way, because most of the time, I don't look for it anymore. When I was younger, I felt like I sought it out because I was needing that, especially after she had passed and I had my first medium. It's kind of like addicting. You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm getting answers. I'm getting confirmation. I need something else. Uh-huh. And that's why they tell you, of course, not to go back to that.
You start going further down that rabbit
exactly.
hole.
Exactly, yeah. But now I feel like I don't look for that, but it just kind of keeps coming around me. And then it becomes people that like I love and trust and become close friends. And I'm like, okay, well then I guess there is something truly spiritually within me. And I felt that again when I was pregnant with Amelia. I felt like that part of me was awakened more when I actually was pregnant. Because I remember when I was pregnant in the beginning and Justin turned to me and was like, it's a boy. And I remember looking at him and going, I don't want you to be upset, but I shit you not, it is not a boy. And we didn't know. And I was like, in my gut, in everything of my being, I know for a fact who this is. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no. I'm telling you, Al, like, I just know it's a boy. And I'm like,
you're all shut up,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm like, yeah, you can keep dreaming, but it's not a boy. Uh-huh. And I just knew, you know, and when we popped our, you know, balloons, you know, that were filled with hot pink, you know, powder, Justin's face, I just remember, was like, his mouth just dropped. Like, I mean, I ran over so fast to kiss him, nobody really could tell, but like, I saw his face uh-huh. drop and look at me because he was shocked. You know, uh-huh. he really was, because in his mind, he really knew. And I knew so strong, going back to intuition, that I had seen another person who was doing mediumship who had asked to read me during my pregnancy, and they said I was having a boy. And I said to them, there's no way it's a boy. And they were like, well, that's what I'm getting. And, you know, I can always be wrong, but that is the energy I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. And when it popped and it was pink and we had posted on social media and everyone knew it was a girl, I got a text message for that person, and they said, that was a gift. And that's all they said. And
oh, shut
and
up.
And in my yeah. head, I was like, uh-huh. okay, you just, yeah. you know, whatever. Uh-huh. But it was just funny to me because I thought to myself, wow, I really knew my own intuition. I really knew my gut deep down, even though someone who, you know, apparently could have been in touch with whatever mm. was telling me, no, it's this. I just felt so much. And I felt my grandmother, my dodo, that was sending me those spiritual vibes, like, we talked about this when you were a young girl. If I was here on this earth, you know, you were going to have a girl first. We were going to, you know, spend time with her together. So I knew in my heart of hearts, she had her before I had her. So I just knew no matter what, that it was a girl. Like if it had been a boy, I would have literally been shocked. Like I would have probably passed out. You know what I mean? Like, because yeah. that's how sure I was in my own intuition and in my own gut. And Justin, I remember just saying to me, how did you know? And I'm like, I'm telling you because you can't feel, you know, of course, you know, you're a man, like you can't feel what I'm feeling, and I'm growing her, and I'm feeling her, and I'm reacting with her, I'm talking to her every day. I talked to her like she was a girl from the beginning because I just knew deep down she was. So that's where I started to really realize my intuition was stronger than I ever thought it could be. Uh-huh. You know,
word of advice to you now that you're on this path, it's a brand new path. Maybe a little bit, maybe they cleaned up the roads a little bit better for you.
Sure.
They paved it a little bit more easier mm-hmm. for you. The best advice I can give you here is just keep walking. Okay. Don't question anything. Okay. Just keep going, because look what you're doing.
Keep
you're
swimming.
Not, yeah, you're not questioning it, and you're getting everything that you need here. You're having insight come in, but I will back you up in whatever it is that you do. If I see anything negative coming into play, I will definitely tell you. But for the most part, you're killing it.
Thank you.
I don't want to, and a lot of times I don't want to overstep my boundaries when it comes to signs or when it comes to lessons here, because at the end of the day, Allie needs to feel that pain.
Sure.
Allie needs to feel what it is that she needs to feel that feeling for whatever it is, so she can learn from it.
Right.
And that's what you're doing.
Right.
And
I've been feeling that for the last few months. I don't know what, I mean, I can pick up on some lessons, but I feel like there's just been, between the postpartum depression up and down and waves and just my emotions and anxieties and different things. Like I've even said to Justin, I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be learning right now or what's going on, but like it has been up and down like a roller coaster.
But here's all the factors that come into play. And again, we're going to incorporate spirituality. Sun in Cancer, Moon in Taurus, Capricorn rising. Seven months, you just had a baby 7 months ago. You had to go through all the trauma of being pregnant and then delivering it. You had a horrible delivery. It didn't pan out the way you thought it was going to
do. My daughter had other plans.
Then having to adjust your lifestyle to having a kid and then having a husband, you know, and
which
you're still standing.
Like having another kid.
And you're still standing.
Yeah.
So give yourself some credit, give yourself, you know, a pat on the back. You're still here. You're still accomplishing. You're still doing what it is that you need to be doing here. And your guides are taking care of you. I'm watching all this. I'm witnessing it. I'm watching you go through your transformation, your evolution, your growth from the first time that I met you to where you're at now. And again, yes, you are feeling what you're feeling, but on the outside, we're all watching you and we're seeing all these great things happen to you. And it is.
Thank you. No, and I appreciate that. And I know you told me also off your podcast that the Scorpio season is also a very heavy season for all, but especially in my sign. So that makes a lot of sense to
me. It's about death.
Right.
It's about transforming. It's about evolution. Just think about where it's at. It's fall. All the leaves are dying.
Right.
All the trees are dying because we're feeling everything change. We're feeling everything shift and
yes,
greater.
Definitely.
So we're getting tired. Mm-hmm. We don't want to get up.
Yeah, there's days where I just want to stay in bed. And I know part of it does come into hormones. And for me, like you said, giving birth and having a baby and postpartum depression probably adds to all that chaos. But I have been just feeling those shifts in general. So it's very interesting with your sign, how much that plays in.
I'm picking up on your energy. You still feel a little bit down to me.
Yeah, for
not
sure.
The way you were, what was that, a month ago? I was
yeah,
here?
A month and a half ago. Yeah.
You're coming out of it.
Thank you. And I've been trying to work through it. I've been really focusing, like you said, and trying to do more meditation and be aware, like you said, come out of my head. Like even when I was in your podcast, like you talk about being in your head so much, trying to step away from that and be like, okay, the thoughts you have in your head are not what's actually happening right now.
But remember, this, you're changing a lifetime of thinking a certain way,
right,
to branching out and having to calm down here. And you are killing it. Give yourself some credit.
Thank you. And you know, so, I'm bad at doing that.
Yeah. And so long as I'm living, I'm breathing, I'm right down the street from you, you know that I will be here in a second.
I know. I appreciate
so
it.
So you've got backup. Keep doing what you're doing. For those that want to get to know Ali Levine better or and see what she's about, where's your social media? Tell us how we can reach you.
Oh, sure. Okay, so you can follow me across all platforms at Ali Levine Design. No S. For whatever reason, a lot of people message me and say, I tried to look you up and I said Ali Levine Designs. It's just Ali Levine Design, all one word. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. You find me all over those places. AliLevine.com is my website. If you do want to book me for styling, I am still styling. AliLevineStyling.com. And what else? If you want to check out my jewelry line, you can either go to Sterling Forever and search Ali Levine Hearts on Fire. That's the company I'm doing it with. Or you can go to Nordstrom.com and type in Hearts on Fire and you'll find the collection.
One other social media page that I want bring into here, because I just love this little girl so much. How can we get a hold of Amelia?
Yes. If you want to follow her, please do and spam her. She's Amelia Ray Jacaruso. It's AmeliaReiJacaruso. And it's all one word.
Those sponsors out there looking for the most adorable baby to put in their ads or to work with, that is Amelia. Please look her up. She's beautiful. She's ready to go.
And go to our podcast and subscribe at Things We're Too Lazy to Blog About and listen to our podcast. And Chris was a guest on our podcast. You guys can hear him too.
Funny, funny show. It's such a phenomenal duo, Amanda and Ali. Thank you so much, Ali, for coming on. I appreciate it. Those of you listening, this is In Your Head with Chris Medina, my really good friend, Ali Levine. Signing off.